Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Well, welcome to Cavs HQ alongside the Spanish voice of the Cavs, the Spanish voice of the Browns. Nationally renowned, internationally renowned, to the NFL game in Mexico.
Finally.
Rafa Hernandez Brito. I'm merely John Michael. Great to have you aboard. You had an interesting, it was a weekend of football. We'll talk Cavs in a moment. You have returned after the Browns game.
Feels good to
see
be
you.
Back.
Good to see you in one piece.
It was actually nothing that anybody expected, I think. And I think we can talk about it later. But it was a very, very good experience outside of
really?
Heinz
Field. I was expecting it to be a dogfight mentality. After 2 weeks ago, Steelers-Browns.
It was not. No.
All right, we're going to have Joe Gabriel is going to be joining us in the first half hour. He'll be joining us in the next segment. Let's save that discussion for him. All right?
My spotter, by the way.
Oh, he is your spotter, right? Joe Gabriel also is the spotter for the Spanish voice. So the Browns will have him straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
Every Friday night Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000, visit ClevelandMonsters.com, or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
The Lumineers, 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland, Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
Hi, I'm Katie, a discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
This Thursday night at 7, test your luck during an Ohio Lottery Wednesday as the Canton Charge host the defending NBA G League champions, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. Every weekday game this season, tickets start at just $5. And the first 500 fans 18 and over receive an Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket at the door. Get your tickets now at the Civic Center or CantonCharge.com. Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients, like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Va a venir la entrega para el novato. Corre por el centro. Hay un hueco. Está en la 20. Nick Chubb todavía de pie. 30. Nick Chubb. 25, 40, 50. Nick Chubb. ¡Hasta la vista, baby! Nick Chubb. Touchdown!
Oh, I love that. I love that. There are so many good things about that clip. I don't even know where to begin.
The longest touchdown run for Nick Chubb in Nick Chubb's career.
Right. The call obviously is fantastic. The call is, you know, nationally known, internationally yes. known. It's well done. But I like your it spotter, is. Who happens to be this guy, Joe Gabriel. Welcome to the show.
Nothing gets in the way of my pretzel.
Right. I want to point that out to people. Look carefully right now. We're going to show this clip. We're going to break it down right now. Look very carefully at Joe. He's excited about the touchdown run, but at no time does the pretzel get put down. You have to continue.
The best part is
it was a good pretzel.
When he was about to break around the Hasta La Vista baby call, he put the pretzel down to like bump me because you know he was about to break the run. And then once I'm finished with the call, he picks up the pretzel yeah. and like greets everybody else in the booth.
It's important. I mean, hey, they're good pretzels.
Well, I mean, the thing was, I was trying to like smash it down real fast, and then the play happened. It was like a 98-yard run, but the Browns were at their own 11. So I figured, wait, 88-yard run or something
like
that?
It was a 92-yard.
92-yard run, so they're at the 8-yard line, and I thought, well, I got time to crush
this
pretzel.
Right in front of us, too.
Right, I have time to crush this pretzel real quick. And then he took off, so I started just smashing it in my mouth. And you know.
So you guys had an interesting ball game this weekend. You were there. You've been spotting your
Spanish radio spotter, yes.
Continued to this season. Yes. You both were in Pittsburgh. Yes. Thoughts?
Well, it was a great start for the Browns. He just couldn't hold up the effort for the whole game, and then you know Devlin Hodges played really well.
Ducky.
I thought after it was when it was 10-0, I thought it was going to be a 28-10 game or 28-3 game or a 31-3 game. We watched it all on TV, but did something change in the?
I don't know what they did because Chad, you know, he wasn't throwing it much in the first half, but after Chad Thomas sacked him in the first drive, they never even came close to getting him.
Yeah.
So they obviously, you know, your favorite coach Mike Tomlin did something to adjust there, and then they just could never put pressure on the guy.
They stink, but what I want to say is that before I went there to Pittsburgh, everybody said, "Oh, don't wear your Browns gear. Don't do it." I'll tell you, they are very friendly in Pittsburgh. There's a different attitude in Pittsburgh than there is in Cleveland.
I was going to ask you, I thought it was going to be scary. Obviously.
Like a bloodbath. Everybody warned me, oh, my God, it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, the anger and the.
There's not. It's not like Brown Stadium. It's a little different. Yeah. I think Pittsburgh fans have won so much that they kind of, they're just over it.
I walked around the stadium and then through the lot looking for your parent, for your father and your sister to, you know, they would take it tailgating outside the stadium, and nobody even noticed my Browns hat.
That's what I was wondering about.
Nobody,
whether
yeah,
was,
no,
yeah, my
nobody.
Folks, my family, when my family said, yeah, we're going to be there, we're going to be tailgating, my first thought was, that might not be the game you want to be. I
mean, there were a lot of
no,
there were a lot of
Chiefs
Browns
game
fans
or there,
catching and throwing the ball with Steelers fans, and, you know, it looked like a normal event. I actually was a little surprised by the calmness.
Me too.
People were just really enjoying the tailgate before the game.
That's interesting.
It was really good. And then after the game, you obviously didn't get any.
No flack at all. You know, no. A guy.
Did you have
Rafa,
Browns gear on?
I had my Browns hat on, and I told Rafa that, you know, after the, you know, there's a big mass of humanity leaving the stadium, and there was a guy wearing a shirt that said Pittsburgh sucks on the back, and he was walking through doing, here we go, Brown, woo, woo. And nobody, everybody just laughed at him. They just laughed at him.
They were probably questioning what the
like,
hell,
what's
the
wrong
with
you?
Guy.
Yeah. Nobody was mad or anything. It's, you know.
Let's talk about a football game that went the other way. The Buckeyes rolled. Rolled. You know what? I predicted 3 touchdowns. I stand corrected. It was 4.
I told you Ohio State would cover the over just by themselves.
Which they did.
And they did.
Which they did.
And I don't know what happened after the first. Again, after the first drive, you know, Michigan drove the ball straight down, scored a touchdown, missed the extra point, and then that was it.
Well, I mean, you know, I remember after the game, Jim Harbaugh was asked. Jim Harbaugh, correct?
Jim, yeah.
He was asked, you know, is there a talent gap? Is there a coaching gap or recruiting gap? And he kind of got cheesed about that. But there is, I believe, there's just a talent gap. They're just a better – Ohio State's just – they have more talent. They're deeper. They're better.
They're
more
scary.
Skilled. They're
that
faster.
That team is scary right now. That team is scary.
And Barry Alvarez, former, you know, Wisconsin legend, said that's the best Big Ten team he's ever seen.
Yeah.
I want to say something. I can't wait to see them against a team
that has
that kind of talent.
I don't want them to have to play both LSU and Clemson. I just want it to work out so that LSU and Clemson play each other. They only have to play one. Because I don't want them to have to play two big games like that. I think they can win. Obviously, they can beat both of those teams. I just don't want them to have to play both teams and route to the national championship. I think
they're probably going to end up.
I think they're going to roll this week coming up in the Big Ten championship. They're going to roll.
Wisconsin, yeah. I can't believe they killed Minnesota.
They're going to roll.
I don't think they're going to roll.
I do.
But okay.
I do. I say they win. I say they win this game just as easily as they win the last one.
And I'm really grateful for the Cavs organization to make my maize and blue sweatshirt.
Oh, I see.
I can wear on
that is a very nice sweatshirt.
Rafa's a Michigan fan. For those of you new to the show, Rafa's a Michigan fan.
I like the colors.
Okay.
That's why I'm a fan.
Oh, okay. Here we
I
go.
I like the helmet. I like the movie Red Dawn.
There we go. Fight song.
Time to hedge the old bet.
Now he just likes the color.
The best part about the movie Red Dawn is when they come into town and they go, Wolverines! And
no, it's not. We're going to be back. We're actually going to talk some Cavs here on Cavs HQ when we come back.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Doctor's home a dunk.
Get four tickets and four fan meals for all weekend home games this season, starting at just $13 per ticket.
Finds Love. He'll take that three. Got knocked down. He knocks it down. And Kevin Love has a chance for the four-point play.
Get your Control Prepaid MasterCard Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. Let's go Cavs.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mount Joy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
And we're back on Cavs HQ here in the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Our cozy set, Cavs.com founder, beat reporter, beat writer, Joe Gabriel.
And Los Browns in Espanol, spotter.
Yeah, spotter for si. Yeah.
Spotter that means
for the,
yes.
For the Browns man. In Spanish. All right, for those familiar with the show, you know what happens now. Joe brings something new each and every week. We don't know what it is. Joseph, what do you got?
I was going to say, let's do quarter, because we're right about at the quarter turn.
Right.
Let's do quarter turn awards.
Okay.
Just some predictions. Quarter
turn. Cavs or league?
Let's do both.
All right.
It's quarter turn, like a horse racing.
Right.
Terminal?
Quarter bowl.
Yes. The quarter
exactly.
Bowl. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want to start with I'll start. MVP, for the league, I'm going to say Luka right now. Luka and LeBron are neck and neck.
Yeah, I'm with you. We're talking. Well, let's do league first.
League MVP.
Yeah.
You know, I know the voters, and I think he should have more MVP awards than what he has right now, and I love Luka, but what LeBron is doing at 35 years old, it's just, you can't argue with him.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. You can't argue with what LeBron is doing, and I know he has Anthony Davis, who probably get some votes away from him.
Yeah.
But he's still the leader of the
LeBron's
and he's still the best player in the world.
He's top 10 in scoring right now, 26 points a game. He leads the league in assists, does LeBron. He's
Which is amazing.
Only player in double figures in assists at nearly 11 a game. Doncic, by the way, is third in the league in scoring, 31 points a game. He's second in assists, 9.6. I'm not going to pick this guy, but James Harden is averaging 39 points a game. 39 points a game. Taking a lot of shots. He's not my pick. He's not my – when we had – we used to have selections. Broadcasters used to get picks up until about 4 or 5 years ago. They did away with that. Now it's purely writers around the country. Giannis is still a candidate. Yeah. Giannis is second in scoring at 31 points a game. I'll tell you what, if you're going to do most improved, too, I'll take Doncic for MVP, and I'll certainly take Doncic for most improved.
I'll tell you one thing. When you look at MVP, there's one category for me that is the most important one, and that is if he makes everybody else around him better.
Okay.
And I think LeBron has the edge on Luka on that one. And I think
I don't know about that either. I don't know about that. Yeah, Dallas. Well, I didn't think Dallas was going to do anything this year. I thought they were going to be fine. I thought they were going to be a fringe Western Conference team. He is then playing some great basketball.
Giannis and Harden and are more like the one-on-one type of guys.
That's where I thought you were going. Harden, I mean, that's the argument against Harden. Does he make everybody around him better?
No, absolutely not.
Right. So that's what I thought you were going to say. I don't know. Are you telling me that you think LeBron makes the Lakers better than Doncic makes the Mavericks?
No, I think it's players.
I think it's neck and neck.
It's tie. They're both competing there. But, again, 35 years old. When you put everything in the –
And then
I think LeBron is a better supporting cast. Outside of Porzingis, everybody on the Mavericks is a role player.
Yeah.
Every single guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go ahead.
But again, you have to look at Milwaukee. Again, we look at the Cavs game last week. The guy can take over a game. Mm-hmm. At the end of the game, you know, that is, you know, he literally took the game over, and he can do that in any game he wants.
If he can, we talked about this on the broadcast, AC and I. It's slow. But we see Giannis extending his game. Okay, he's taking some threes now, making a few, not as many as he'd like to be taking, but he's taking threes. We saw a very similar path with number 23 of the Cavaliers, didn't we? I mean, Joe, you covered LeBron every year he's been here. The scouting report used to be let him shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
Let him take,
play
let him
zone.
Take along,
let him make him shoot over the
let
top.
Let him take a long three. LeBron said, "Okay, give me a year or two and wait and watch." Yeah.
Did LeBron look that uncomfortable though at the beginning shooting?
No, I would say no.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, he was Giannis uncomfortable shooting them. Threes. Yeah, yeah, Giannis is
he thinks about
he
it.
He still he does everything still, so fluidly so, yes, that when you then when he thinks shooting. About right, when he thinks about it, it stands out.
He's like you can see him aiming it.
MVP of the team. Cavs.
I think Tristan, hands down. I think Tristan's been the best player on both ends of the floor.
Agreed. Tristan.
Any disagreement?
I go with
heart and soul. I think he's been huge in terms of also off the floor. I mean, buying into what, you know, Coach Beilein is trying to do, holding his teammates accountable, holding them accountable to the coaching staff. And I think you could almost make the argument Tristan's been more valuable to this team off the floor than he has been on the floor.
And I know we won't include him in the most improved section of the pickings, but he definitely has the most improved hook shot in the league because he really put the work in and the percentages that he's hitting it at.
He's no longer a
skate valve shot. He's really looking for that shot and he's really setting it up.
Yeah, and I call Tristan the engine of the team in that when he comes out like ready to rumble, the team comes out. He drives the team. That goes for this team. It went for the finals teams.
Yeah.
When Tristan comes out ready to rumble, the team follows behind.
Let's not forget either that you think about when Portland came to town, Anthony Tolliver was being used in the middle. Yusuf Nurkic is out for the Blazers. Anthony Tolliver started that game at 6'8". It reminded you it was the first time in years Tristan actually had a height advantage over who he was dealing with. Yes. That's what he deals with on a nightly basis, guys who are taller, guys who are bigger. And it doesn't seem to affect him one bit. I like, too, to marry those things together, his offensive game. Cavs knew he had a mismatch down there. They're feeding Thompson. Yeah. If you would have said 3-4 years ago the Cavs opened up the game by feeding Tristan Thompson five or six consecutive times, you would have said you're crazy.
Right, exactly.
And it just gives you an idea of how far his game has progressed. So I like Tristan for MVP. What else do we have?
Most improved, I'm kind of going by the zeitgeist out there, but the word is – Pascal Siakam is again.
He gets better and better.
Yeah, he might be in line. Right, he might be in line for it again because he's again taking his game up to like a whole nother level, which would be unprecedented. A guy to win that 2 years in a row.
It's, That's a team that I thought was fixing to fall. I thought the Raptors were going to fall right off the mat. But again, we're only at the quarter pole. Yeah. But that's, you know, they're still playing well. They've had injuries too. Ibaka's been out. Lowry's been out. And Siakam's been.
I like what you said earlier. Luka is definitely in his second year. He does not look like a 2-year player.
And he's 20 years old. On top of it.
But he's been a professional for a while and playing in the Spanish league.
True.
You know, against all grown men, was the MVP. It was like, you know, a big tournament that was part of Real Madrid. So that, I think, but still coming here, crossing the the waters,
yeah,
and looking like in the conversation for MVP of the league.
Without question, he's in that conversation.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, without question. So I have him for most improved. I have him right there for MVP. What else? What else do you want to
know? Well, I was going to say for Cavaliers' version of most improved. Oh. Who also, I think, could be in the conversation league-wide this year is Larry Nance Jr.
I like Nance.
I mean, he's changed his game again. And, you know, we asked Kevin Love in the locker room Friday night about whether his trajectory as a three-point shooter is similar to Larry's. As far as Kevin came out as kind of a banger when he first started.
That's interesting.
He really didn't shoot the three-pointer that often. You could look at his stats. He developed into a three-pointer shooter out of the post. And that's where Larry is right now. So Larry's game, really, and he has said if he can hit 35-36%, things change for
him.
Because then guys have to come out and guard him. He can go around him. So Larry, you know, he's definitely my Cavs version of that.
And this is something that Coach Bielan had mentioned throughout the training camp and all the way to today, how just making the big guys take the three or practice the three was going to make him better from that 15 feet distance where nobody makes a living anymore in the NBA, but you can actually take. And Larry stepped up the other day, pulled up the other day for a couple of 15-footers that looked really good.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing that he can add. You know, he has the three, but now he has the mid-range jumper as well.
Yeah, and I mean, his shot is natural. He shoots the three with no effort. You know,
great
what I
mean? Jump shot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect jumper. So I think Larry can still take another level to his game.
At the start of this week, he was shooting threes at 39%, over 39%, had already hit 22 on the season. He was only in the 30s last year. So,
he hit 3 against me.
So he is off and he is running. All right, what last? We have a couple more minutes.
Last one, you know, as long as the Cavs are loaded with rookies, rookie of the year.
We haven't seen one of them yet. We're still waiting for Dylan Wimmer.
Right, we're still waiting for Dylan. But, you know, right now, I mean, Ja Morant obviously is your guy, but he's obviously injured now. But
Morant got off to a great start. Yeah. How do you like Kendrick Nunn with Miami?
Kendrick Nunn, I tell you, Miami, they have two really good rookies, Kendrick Nunn and Tyler Hero. They play with confidence. They're, you know, they're good.
It depends. I like what I've seen out of Morant. Rui Hachimura is interesting in Washington.
Yeah,
had a big game the other night
against us, too.
Yeah, I like Ja Morant, but I think Nunn is a heck of a player.
Yeah.
We'll see if Kendrick Nunn can keep this up throughout the course of the season. And he was in the G League last year.
And he was MVP Verizon League. That's like that's like Cleveland State League. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
He has it in him, though.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't care what conference it is that you lead. If you lead a conference in something,
I always say about Dylan Windler, you know, who's kind of almost been a forgotten man. The guy led this conference in three-point shooting and rebounding. That says something about a player.
Are you guys surprised how the kids in New York, Barrett, have been kind of quiet or under the radar?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Kevin Knox, second-year player, just fell out of the rotation.
Yeah.
David Fizdale said he's not buried, but, I mean, he was highly touted last season. Yeah. I don't know. Is it? You know, some would argue maybe he's not in a great playing environment. You know, that team is so strangely molded. You know, four power forwards they brought in. It's an odd team. No point. Right. It's tough. Wouldn't RJ Barrett be better in a system that's a little more usual, a little more ordinary? Yeah. Maybe he would. I don't know.
Speaking of rookies, how bad is Zion's injury killing the league? They're dying to have that guy play right now. I think, really, I mean, it's
there are a lot of national games where
a lot of national games.
New Orleans,
a lot of national games with the Warriors in them.
Yeah, that was another
30,
thing.
30
yeah.
and change.
That was another thing.
But for our team, I know Darius has been starting, so he's probably going to be the front runner. But I like what I see from Kevin Porter in the last, at least on this homestand.
A lot of flashes. There's a lot
of athleticism. And again, the rookie, a young kid, he's learning, and he seems to be soaking some of the stuff.
He gets better. I mean, again, the whole.
You gotta get better on the from the off the floor from the jump shot. But I like his athleticism. I like his defensive effort. And when he starts dribbling that ball, it looks odd sometimes, but he's really, really got handles.
I like Garland. I mean, Garland as well, too. I mean, remember,
he's a player.
The Cavs in that 1 week. I mean, Garland played more games that 1 week when the Cavs played five games than he did his entire collegiate career. Right. I mean, and he, to me, he continues to get better and better as well. We know he has the vision. We know he can pass. I think he's getting more comfortable with that shot. I think he's also getting more comfortable with the speed of the game. Let's not forget that he, at 11 months, we didn't play competitive basketball. He was injured after that fifth game in a single season of college. So
I'm sure
he's getting there.
I'm sure Dele will take some time with him and making him work on his floater. Remember how Dele used to work on that floater? And he talked about he hasn't really faced guys that this tall in his life. So he had to develop a different shot for him to finish. And I would put him with Dele working out on that floater, and he'll be really good.
The buzzword seems to be all year long progress. Are you getting better every game, every week? And both rookies that have played are doing that. Kevin Porter has gotten a little better every week. Darius Garland is now getting incrementally better, it seems like, by the game. So, again, if they just keep making progress, they're 19-year-old kids. So you got to think, what are they going to be at 22, and what are they going to be at the end of this season?
Joe G., always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Enroll your child in Monsters Kid Nation, presented by Scene 75, the official kids fan club of the Cleveland Monsters. Your child will receive free ticket offers, awesome gear, benefits, and one-of-a-kind experiences. Enroll now at clevelandmonsters.com/kidnation.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients, like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
This Thursday night at 7, test your luck during an Ohio Lottery Wednesday as the Canton Charge host the defending NBA G League champions, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. Every weekday game this season, tickets start at just $5. And the first 500 fans, 18 and over, receive an Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket at the door. Get your tickets now at the Civic Center or CantonCharge.com. Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour, Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
Chance the Rapper, good night.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Every Friday night, Monsters home game is a 1-2-3 Friday where fans can enjoy $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beer specials. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. We're coming off of a three-game road trip and a back-to-back. Tristan Thompson didn't need a day off. He spent the next day giving back to people in the city and the community that he has called home since 2011. Hundreds of families in Cleveland's Huff neighborhood had a happier Thanksgiving thanks to Tristan and the Cleveland Cavaliers, as the nine-year NBA veteran provided a full Thanksgiving dinner for 250 area families. The families were selected by Fatima Family Center, where Thompson spent Sunday afternoon handing out turkeys with all the fixings. Each family received everything they needed for a full holiday meal, including a pumpkin pie to top it off. Tristan's turkey giveaway tipped off the annual Cavaliers season of giving. Cavs in the Community is brought to you, as always, by Discount Drug Mart. Angel Gray joins us next on Cavs HQ. And we welcome you back for the second half of Cavs HQ. It is John, it is Rafa, and Angelique.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Angelica.
Angelica. Wow, good job.
One of my partners on the television side, Angel Gray. Good to see you.
Nice to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank you for coming.
You ready to go? This is a very serious show.
I know it's very serious. Yeah. I got really nervous. I talked with my agent. He said, just make sure they give you all the keys, what you want to say, the rundown.
Yeah. So as long as you clear it with your agent. I am kind of tired of hearing you two talk about how sore you are every morning. These two are workout partners. Fill us in, right? Is Rafa the...
He's the leader.
He's the leader.
He is the guy that says we're going to meet here at this time, and we're going to probably go through a workout that's going to have you sore for the next 8 days, and we're going to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, see, therein lies the problem.
Well,
I'm sure he doesn't get mad either if you don't show up once or twice, right?
At home is kind of easy because we go to Tremont Athletic Club. They treat us like kings there. We love it.
And
we're part of an army. And Lucy, Matt from the computer team.
Yes.
And Angel Gray and myself work out.
That's your
Sometimes
team.
Mary helps us.
All right.
We invited
Mary
you.
Mary Sharma helped. We invited you. You didn't want to come.
I work at night.
Okay.
Right.
So those days, like on non-game days, we work out at 8, 7:30. And then when there is a shoot around on game day, we do 7, 7:15. Yeah.
It's a little early.
But on the road is a little different.
See, here it goes, right?
On the road, the bus to shoot around is at 9 sometimes.
That's right.
So AC and I, your partner on the TV side, we are the first guys at 6 a.m.
Yes, AC religiously is in there.
6 a.m.,
right.
We are at the gym. But this past road trip, when we went to Miami, I only went to the Miami-Dallas part. I missed the New York portion, which she also, I know from talking to my sources, that she also, like the road, you know how in the movie, the Hangover, like Bangkok got her? Well, the road got Angel.
The road got
Didn't see her once at the gym.
I thought you were still on the Versace
mansion in Miami.
Yeah,
I don't know what else. What happened in Dallas?
You went to the Versace Mansion in Miami.
The Versace Mansion was a big thing for us because last year we got kicked out. We weren't allowed to go in. So I was like, you know what? This year it's happening. We're going to make sure that we get the tour. We saw where he built Madonna's room as well as Princess Diana's room.
Was it fun?
I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Madonna had a room in the Versace Mansion?
Yes, she did.
See, you missed that because you were working out.
But this is the best thing. I always invite them to come to work out with me. They didn't even mention they were going to the Versace Mansion.
Yeah, we had a plus.
Alisa.
Because he had to be
Alisa Dombrowski, Lucy Matz, and her went on their own.
Yeah.
I would have been.
Well, you're a world traveler, too. You were coming from Mexico, and then you were just coming back from Toronto. So we're sorry that you're such a rock star and we missed out.
My point is continue to do fun things.
Thank you. I will.
Of course. What, so you have to wake up to work out.
AC and I leave for the day when John Michael joins us at 6 a.m. for a workout.
I'll tell you this.
I can't. When you work at night, and do you fall asleep right after you do a game?
No, I go to bed like at 1.
You do right away?
No, well, not necessarily. I go home, I'll like see what's on Netflix, and then probably
you can be
asleep, to go to sleep.
You can be asleep by midnight? I can never be asleep.
But
on
to me, just waking up after a 4-hour nap, it's like part of the not punishment, but part of the workout,
right.
You know?
See that face? Yeah,
part
I agree. It's ridiculous.
it doesn't even make any sense. I'll add this, and this is where I'll leave it.
All right.
AC, you talked about him being up at 6 o'clock in the morning with you. We did a workout at maybe like 6:30.
You and who, AC?
No. Yeah. I walked in maybe a couple minutes late. But him and AC were in there, and AC, after on the bus, he goes, "Whew, what were y'all doing down there? I thought you were going to rip your body apart." So with that being said, it's a little different
than
AC's workout.
That's funny. So, Angel, you have a position, I think, that's enviable in terms of being close to an NBA huddle, all right? Even closer than we've ever been. And NBA huddles are not for the faint of heart. For those who have been down, things are passionate. Doesn't matter if you're winning, doesn't matter if you're losing. Doesn't matter what team it is in the NBA, NBA huddles can be passionate. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, do you have any stories? Tell us something about this season's team, all right? How the players have been interacting with John Beilein, interacting with each other. Tell us something about this year's team that we otherwise wouldn't know.
Attentive, very attention to detail. This is my second season, so it's just like compare and contrast, just like from that previous season. But when you're seeing the guys and how they're huddled up together, they're all together, they're sitting down, they're looking right at him, and they're all vocal. I think even when you're looking at the players and the difference, mm-hmm. you can see how Tristan Thompson has become a better leader. He's making sure that everybody's on the same page. Colin Sexton is receptive and listening to everybody, and even Kevin Love will grab him on the side and, you know, have his, you know, talks with him on the side, and he's even trying to get clarification with everyone else. So you see them that they're trying to be on the same page with one another and just making sure that they go out there and execute at the best level.
I would have a hard time doing your job, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm pretty sure
I could list a handful of them. Right. You can list your own.
I'm pretty sure you hear things that you cannot share.
Of course.
So how do you find that balance on, like, when you
I'm sure a lot of things you can't share.
I know. Probably most of it, right?
80-90%. Sometimes so I walk back and I'm like, nope, can't use it.
And depending on how the game is going, you know, if that's how animated or how happy or how calm the huddle is mm-hmm. on the timeout. So how do you decide when it's when it's John Beilein not happy with what's going on the court, and they say, okay, Angel, we're going to go to you after the timeout.
It's got to be a fine line, right? Obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely. I heard from the great John Michael one time, if you have to question it, don't use it. And so I
heard that.
Asking,
I heard that advice, man. Like what
you ignore it like all the other ones.
If I have to go to my producer and say, should we use or could we use, then no. And it's all about protecting them. I mean, we have an amazing opportunity to cover mm-hmm. them as the home broadcast. So that's a spot that, you know, we have to cherish.
And I guess that also goes with gaining the trust from the guys, your relationship with them. Mm-hmm.
For sure. And so, like, even not with just the coaches, because sometimes even at halftime, I'll talk to the coaches. We have a question or two. And then because they know that we have their best interests at heart, they'll wait around and say, all right, anything else you want
to
ask?
Have you ever asked Larry Nance what does it feel to wear number 22 or to be playing with the place where his father worked? And
he just loves talking about his dad. It's just the number one thing on his list to talk about his dad.
Please don't take any advice from Rafa whatsoever.
Every time he starts, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, here we go. Right. Yeah,
I always ask him that question anytime I see him.
Like, hey. I think it was really cool that one of the games last year, he tied or went past him for offensive rebounds. And just saying that, the fact that he, you know, is in the record books with his dad, maybe even right there with him, wearing his number and doing that is pretty cool.
It's cool.
Good news for the Cavs. There will be more people in that huddle, hopefully, as Cavs are getting healthier.
Absolutely. I know that my Twitter has gone off the ranks just asking for when, you know, a couple of the guys are getting back. And so
John
it's
Hansen,
gonna be, yeah,
right,
John
Dylan
Hansen,
Windler.
As far as Dylan Windler as well. But, you know, just I think it's exciting because then you can see everybody together. And we only saw John Hansen one game. Right. And everyone was excited about his defensive, like, skill and what he could do in the paint. I think he was, what, 2-3 blocks that he had in the paint?
Yeah.
And down the stretch, it was a great game for them. But even with Windler, like, to actually be combined with that group for the rookie group, it'll be fun to see him back.
Yeah. Did you and John went fishing, right?
We did.
It was
first and last.
You went fishing at Cleveland Clinic Courts?
We did.
But there's a stream back there.
Did you
catch
anything?
Explain. Yeah. That we're leading there. I'm assuming you didn't catch anything. There's like wild turkeys. There's all kind of
there's
crazy
wild turkey.
Nature
I just
things.
Thought it was going to be one big smorgasbord of, you
of
know,
fish.
Animals. And there weren't.
You caught nothing.
And this is how you know I'm not an outdoor girl. There was something swimming. And I was like, there's one. He was like, that's a tadpole. I was like, okay, well, can't use that. We debated throwing fish in there.
But you guys had gear and everything, right?
Gear. Thank you to Dave Dombrowski, who hooked us up. We had some nice, you know, fishing rods and bait. There were glow worms. We had worms that actually were, like, glowing.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
What is that for? Like blind
I told John,
fish?
I'm not a big nature guy. John is the number one fisher. He's gone everywhere. He did say if he goes to Alaska, he'll, you know, invite us. So
I'll give you an advice. You should come to our broadcasting retreat in the summer, and you have to go fishing with Dave Dombrowski. He's really
have
fun.
You gone fishing with Dave? Have you gone fishing with Dave Dombrowski?
Yes.
I've been fishing.
And he didn't tell me. He didn't warn me, and he said, "Yeah, you should go ahead."
No, but see, when Dave takes us out, he sometimes takes a broadcasting group. It hasn't happened for a couple of years since you've been here, but it's like fishing for dummies. It's one of those things where you go out on the boat.
They throw
and
there
are two or three pros out there. They throw eight lines out. They stick them in a hole. I don't know what it is. Then when the fish picks it up, the thing starts going. So all you have to do is stand up and reel it in.
That's it.
Basically it. So it's like fishing for dummies. So all you
so
do is go out
and
enjoy
and
beverages
hours.
And sandwiches and everything
that's
else.
You should have led with that.
So that's that. I like that. That's fun. I don't know. What was your experience like? Are you said?
I thought it was going to be me fighting with the fish and throwing it.
Dave Dombrowski is his executive producer, by the way. So be careful with what you're about to say.
No, but we love him. We don't like fishing with him.
I don't know what experience you're talking about. What was your bad experience?
It was just that. It was just I thought. Just
were you not on a boat?
I was on the boat.
All right.
And we left like at 4 in the morning. I got a little seasick in the beginning, and then got a second wind. And then I realized what was going on. It was just what he just explained. They would do all the job except for just the reeling it in. So I just didn't find the fun of it. But fishing could be fun.
It could be.
Nothing against fishing.
He's easy to please.
No. Yeah.
Clearly, no. This is a guy I see like skydiving or something.
He needs a little more. Hey, last thoughts before we say goodbye about where this team is, wrapping up this homestand, the Cavs. I mean, we know, you know, what this team is about. We're still developing players. We're still developing and learning a system. John Beilein's trying to establish a culture. Your thoughts about where this team is right now as we get to the quarter pole of the season?
Absolutely. I think they're trending in the right direction, especially getting the bodies that they need back. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important, too, to understand, like, what you're going through from seeing success and then seeing adversity. And they've seen both already in this season. And I think when you're looking at that Bucks second half, you see, like, they can do what it needs to be done as far as, like, moving the ball, the 32 assists, you know, the 25 amongst the starters, you know, the amount of threes that Coach Beilein's offense wants to get up and what they're able to do in that offense. So 10 threes in that third quarter. Even just speaking to the guys, speaking to Coach Beilein, he said, that's the type of team that I want to see in the second half. That's what they want to be in the second half. So putting four quarters together and just moving forward with that.
That was a Milwaukee game in which the Cavs were down 22 early in the third quarter, brought it all the way back against a top five defense, by the way, in the NBA, get back within three before the Bucks were able to close the door. But I think you're right. I mean, I think that's where this team is right now in terms of trending in the right direction. Hopefully it continues. Angel,
absolutely.
Always good seeing you.
Bye, guys.
6:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
get on my plan. We'll go in the afternoon.
I like your plan better.
Yeah,
now.
I know. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserved seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Grab your bowl and grab your spoon and try Ruggles Premium Ice Cream. Ruggles is irresistibly creamy and made with only the best ingredients like the finest fudges and fruits, choice chocolates, and delicious nuts and nougats. Ruggles Ice Cream, available in a variety of exciting flavors. So scoop, scoop, yum, yum, you gotta get some. Ruggles Premium Ice Cream from America's Heartland. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Thursday night at 7, test your luck during an Ohio Lottery Wednesday as the Canton Charge host the defending NBA G League champions, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. Every weekday game this season, tickets start at just $5. And the first 500 fans 18 and over receive an Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket at the door. Get your tickets now at the Civic Center or CantonCharge.com. Charge Basketball. We are Canton.
I was clean.
The Lumineers 3, the world tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, with special guest Mount Joy. On sale now, available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of the Lumineers' new album 3, out now.
I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
welcome you back on Cavs HQ. Our thanks to Angel Gray for joining us in the last segment. As we discussed with Joe Gabriel, we're about at the quarter pole of the season. Mm-hmm. You and I made our predictions in the Western Conference, what teams we thought would be in the playoffs. Some correct, some not correct. We're going to talk about that in this segment. When you get to this point, through the first 5 or 10 games, there's always the standings can look odd. Yeah. Right? Strange things can happen at the beginning of the season. Now is about the time.
I think 20 games is a good sample.
Right, they're starting to look like they should. I think the Eastern Conference, let's take a look at the Eastern Conference quickly. I think the West is more interesting. But the East, to me, I mean, really – the Raptors are playing great basketball. The Heat are playing great basketball. Those are a little bit surprising to me, but for the most part, the East looks about like people thought it was going to look.
And I would throw in the Celtics as well, 2, 3, and 4.
They're
because
off to a
the
good
Celtics
start.
Had people that left in the offseason, and also I think they lost four of the starters for last year.
Horford's
and
then there's gone, the injuries. Kyrie's gone, right?
And what's his name?
Aaron Baines is gone.
Yep. So that's three big guys of the defensive unit as well, the Horford and Baines. So, and then they had the injuries to Brown and now to Hayward.
Yeah.
So for
I
them to be in the fourth
start.
Spot, yeah, it's a really good start. Really good start for
I agree.
For them.
Terry Rozier's not there either. They lost their backup point guard as well. All right, let's take a look at the West. To me, this is where it gets interesting. The Phoenix Suns were the surprise team early. All right. And when we talk about things being wacky early, the Suns were up around third or fourth. I think that eventually is going to settle down. I don't think that's a playoff team. What, you think the Suns are a playoff
team? No, I know, but I'm amazed how they put that team together. We were a little surprised in the offseason about the people that were going there.
Yeah. And now James Jones got some grief.
James Jones got
he cut some grief. Yeah. I think Monty Williams has done a great job. Do I think that that's a playoff team? No.
Okay.
Particularly not
young.
In the West. Yeah.
The name you don't see there is the one. We have nothing to do with, but it's the injuries.
Both Rafa and I had the Warriors in our top eight, and the Warriors starting this week were 4-17 and in the basement of the Western Conference. That team I had in, so that team's going to have to come out. I don't think the Timberwolves are a playoff team either. I think eventually Portland's not shown there either. Portland got off to a rotten start. Mm-hmm. They had won 3 in a row coming into this week, and how about San Antonio? They're not on the
That's
page.
The team you had.
I know.
There was one big difference in our
Yeah. I had San
forecast.
Antonio. Yes.
I thought the Mavericks were going to be a playoff team.
I did not.
And you thought the Spurs would take that spot. Because at the end of the day, we agree on the fact that there was only like one, maybe two spots that could switch.
Right. We thought there was one.
Yes.
Because we thought Oklahoma City was coming out.
Correct.
And the Lakers were going in. And then there might be one more to play with.
Yes.
But nobody anticipated Golden State coming out, or at least coming out as badly as they did.
Yes.
I mean, people had Golden State not making the playoffs, but I don't think anybody had them 15th.
Well,
right?
We didn't know they were going to lose the whole team to injuries.
Right, obviously. So that's that's where that interplay goes. But San Antonio, I was all over you. I said, pick against San Antonio at your own peril. And sure enough, they got off to one of the worst starts that they've seen under Greg Popovich.
And not only that, but the longest losing streak
during
Popovich era. They're in danger of losing the longest streak of season with a winning record. And it's just bad all around for them.
Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers, clearly in there. Rockets are going to be in there. Jazz are going to be in there. Mavericks, I'm not buying in.
I can't believe you're still not buying Luka.
I like Luka, but they're – again, they're playing really well as a team. Cavs saw them twice.
We gotta give a little credit to Rick Carlisle too.
They're scoring points and points and points and points with role players, with guys who were basically role players outside of Porzingis and Luka Doncic. And I give Rick Carlisle tons of credit. I mean, they're playing some great basketball. Yeah. Are they probably going to make the playoffs? Probably. I think that's going to be one that I had wrong. I do think Sacramento's still a fringe team that can get in there, 8-10 starting this week. I don't know if I count out the Thunder.
See, I don't put the Thunder in.
I didn't have them in either, but
based on talent, I think Minnesota has a better chance of holding on.
Maybe.
We don't know what's going to happen with Portland. Remember, we still have the big date in February coming up where the teams are going to have to decide whether they're going to be buying or selling.
Right.
But that's going to be a big time for Portland and also for the Spurs, what are they going to do.
Portland needs to get healthy. I mean, Zach Collins gone? Yusuf Nurkic gone? Those guys are gone until the second half of the season. So they're going to have to do something. Spurs are interesting to me. But to see, I don't think the Spurs are going to stay
with everybody that came back for the Spurs.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to stay anywhere there. DeJounte Murray's, but I mean, they are a team that.
They're in a division where it's hard to make up that many.
That's true.
That many games.
Especially when, I mean, the Rockets are playing great basketball. The Mavericks are playing great basketball. You're playing those teams 4 times a season. I mean, it's not the easiest thing. The West to me is interesting, though.
Can I tell you something off subject here?
Yeah. You can tell me
that I thought
want.
Was really amazing. And you tweeted something about how in Dallas, there was a lot of Nowitzki around. I love that logo they added to the court.
Really neat.
When he's doing the fadeaway with the knee.
For those who aren't as familiar, it's Dirk off one leg, the patented shot, right at the angle that he used to shoot
at
most frequently.
It's really neat.
That team's a good story.
Yeah.
That team's a neat story. They really rolled the dice in making the move to move up two spots to be able to pick Luka Doncic. They switched 3 and 5 and traded away their first rounder next season. We've talked about this before. If you miss on that pick, if you pick the wrong guy and you mortgage your next year's selection as well, you set your team back for years, but they knew who they wanted.
But if there's a team or an organization, a front office that really knows the European basketball, is the Nelsons.
They have a good track record.
When
you have Dirk for 20 years.
Yeah, but they were involved with coaching Lithuania. They've been the Nelson, Don, and now the son, Junior. So they, again, it doesn't take away from the gamble they took.
Yeah, it took a big gamble.
Took a lot of people by surprise how much they really put all their eggs in one basket, and it's working so far.
How about the blockbuster trade, too, for Porzingis? I mean, I think it's a no-brainer for Dallas, but the timing was perfect. They bring him in, and it's been a real nice combination.
And not only that, but the Knicks don't even have the big piece that came on that trade.
Right, that's what I mean.
DeAndre Jordan is across the river.
And the point was, they knew they probably weren't going to retain him. But I think the point was that Dallas was able to capitalize on the Knicks at the right time, because what were the Knicks doing? Clearing cap space to be able to bring in two max free agents, neither of whom eventually came. Interesting story. Interesting Western Conference. We shall see how it plays out as we roll on. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this, right here on Cavs HQ.
This February, the big tour stops here. Chance the Rapper, February 4th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Special guests Lil Yachty and Taylor Bennett. An all-new experience with songs from The Big Day, Coloring Book, Acid Rap, 10 Day, and more. Get tickets at ChanceRaps.com. Don't miss The Big Tour. Chance the Rapper, live. New album, The Big Day, out now.
I am Chance the Rapper. Good night.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
This Thursday night at 7, test your luck during an Ohio Lottery Wednesday as the Canton Charge host the defending NBA G League champions, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers. Every weekday game this season, tickets start at just $5. And the first 500 fans 18 and over receive an Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket at the door. Get your tickets now at the Civic Center or CantonCharge.com. Charge Basketball, we are Canton.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
We're back to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. This week, the longest homestand of the season comes to an end, and then there's some tricky sailing ahead, Rafa.
Difficult teams, difficult games, and if you look at the schedule and our friends on the TV side and on the radio side, we finished Detroit-Orlando, but then we have four or five games on the road, all of them with teams that made the playoff last year. And what you don't see on the screen right now is the one after Milwaukee is against the current champions, the Raptors.
Yeah, that's so, on the road as well. So actually, the road as well, yes. So it's 5 of 6 on the road. Sixers, Celtics, Rockets, Spurs, Bucks, and Raptors. Lone home game in there. You can get your tickets at Cavs.com Wednesday the 11th against James Harden and the Houston Rockets.
And Kaylee Griffin. Yeah, she's back in town.
We'll be back in town as well. More reason to get your tickets at Cavs.com. Rafa, John, Cavs HQ. Thanks for watching.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Lumineers 3, the World Tour. The global touring sensation is coming to Cleveland Saturday, February 8th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. With special guest, Mountjoy. On sale now. Available at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. Every online ticket includes a copy of The Lumineers' new album, 3, out now.